In today's international report, we go to Ethiopia, where the country's political landscape has changed since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed took office in April 2018. One of the most impressive changes is taking place in the eastern part of the country in the Somali regional state. The once powerful President Abdi Mohamed Omar, also known as Abdi Ili, was removed last August with the help of the federal security forces. The former, mostly Tigrayan leadership in Addis Ababa used to be a strong support for his terror regime. There is now a new president, Mustafa Muhumed, whose first priority will have to be providing justice for the people. Correspondent Vincent Dublanche has this report.
That was the most feared place in the whole Somali region. Now the door of the central prison of the capital city, Jigjiga, is easy to open. Jail Ogaden, as it used to be known, was officially closed about 3 months ago. When he heard that journalists were coming to visit, Ahmed gathered his former cellmates. This courtyard used to be the gathering place where detainees were sometimes publicly humiliated.
Here is one of the buildings, the room number 18. We were up to 250 to 300 people imprisoned at the same time.
We bypass this building and arrive in front of one of the most infamous buildings of Jail Ogaden. Here the people were forced to stand in the dark for several days or even weeks. A Human Rights Watch report published in 2018 complained about beatings, stress positions, the genital torture of men, the sexual abuse of women inmates. There was no fair trial. Prisoners were sentenced quickly by a sort of military court. Shimhat is an old lady. She remembers well the day Ethiopian soldiers and local militiamen arrived in her village close to the Somalia border. They took men away.
We were looking for them all these years. It lasted 5, 6, 7, or even 8 years. We heard that some are dead, but most of the time we didn't know. A lot are still missing, maybe 90% of them. We just don't know where they are.
And for them, Shimhat and all the families are waiting for justice to be served. But there is no governmental agency to gather information to help in the search for the missing people. Recently, the Federal Attorney General's office disclosed the discovery of mass graves without elaborating. Juria Ali is from the diaspora. It is her first time in the region. She is working on a PhD about the Somali regional state in London.
I don't think justice has been served. There were a number of decisive steps which the federal government took, such as, I guess, the arrest of Abdi Ile and also the arrest of major TPLF generals, which I think was quite significant. However, I think it's just a tiny, tiny portion or very small percentage of the kind of people that the victims would like to see arrested.
Fadi has lost her uncle. To see presumed perpetrators walking free is painful.
Some of them ran away, they fled the country, but some others are still there and it hurts. This problem has still not been addressed.
The transitional president, Mustafa Muhumed Omar, is a former opponent. He used to be in exile working for the United Nations. He knows how important justice is.
The nature of the justice issues that we face are different. Some are fairly easy in terms of the legal procedures and laws and rules are already there. It's a matter of enforcing it. However, the gross violation is massacres, burning of villages, displacements. For those cases and similar issues, we'll have to find a way of kind of finding a truth commission. That commission will determine how many cases should go to the courts and how many court cases should be resolved amicably.
President Mustafa would like to turn the infamous Jail Ogaden into a museum. But beyond the need for justice, reforming the Somali regional state is also a matter of politics. The new administration has to empty the state party of what it calls anti-reform elements and clear the way to 2020 general elections. The president asked also to deal with the Ogaden National Liberation Front. The former armed movement signed a peace agreement last October. According to the secretary of its central committee, Mohamed Sherif Omar, ONLF is ready to pursue its struggle peacefully.
We are ready to take part in an election. We hope that the Ethiopian political culture will change as part of ongoing political evolution in the country. We also hope that the world will follow the process, since the country is more open now. International and media and organizations could enter and observe. So I think it will be a different election compared to former ones. But of course, you never know.
The ONLF says it will continue to call for the self-determination of the Somali people in Ethiopia. President Mustafa agrees that people will have to determine their fate, but he doesn't believe that independence would be the right solution. All we want is the federal constitution to be fully applied. We want also to be treated as all other Ethiopians, Mustafa concludes. Vincent Dublange, back from the Somali Regional State of Ethiopia for RFI.